Hi, and welcome to week number 3 in this course on self-esteem. My name is Henrik Edberg, and this week we will look at the 11 common thought habits that keep your self-esteem down and how to overcome them. In last week's guide, we looked at how you can discover a more balanced perspective on yourself. This week, we will look at 11 thought habits, 11 habits that distort reality and your image of yourself. These habits can be very damaging, not only to your sense of self-esteem, but also how you view your world, the opportunities you pursue, and how you allow yourself to grow and have success. So let's look at these destructive thought habits, how they work, and how you can overcome each habit. In this week's worksheet, you will find only one exercise. It will help you to take action to overcome your most prominent habits among these 11. By just reading about these common thought distortions, you take the first step towards overcoming them. You gain awareness about what they are. Perhaps you see which ones you are most often plagued by. And by just keeping those distortion habits that are common for you in your mind, you can catch yourself when your mind throws one of them at you. And you can use your stop word or stop phrase to not go down that road and to be able to refocus your mind to do something more useful and self-esteem promoting instead. Now, on to the thought habits. The first one is called mind reading. Thinking that you can somehow sense what is in people's minds can be used to take things personal. It can be used to misinterpret things in many ways and to build a sort of negative relationship based on nothing. But you could go on to make that relationship very real. Because if you think that your boss do not like you every time you have a meeting or encounter you, you may start to behave and use words that conveys that fictitious relationship you have to him or her in your mind. And so the boss that may have liked you or been pretty neutral to you can start to play his or her part too and start to dislike you, because you're behaving in a weird way or a way that brings out the dislike. So how do you overcome it? Well, here's how. First, you say stop the inner critic. Then you remind yourself of the fact that you cannot read minds. So instead, you go with the real facts. What do you really know? Use a pen and paper if you like to separate the facts you know from the fiction you're spinning in your mind. Ask yourself, is it likely that this has something to do with me on a personal level? If someone is mean to you, could it be because of other reasons? Maybe that person is having a bad day or is unhappy at someone else that he or she do not want to confront, and so he or she lashes out at someone who just happens to be there, and that is unfortunately you, to release some inner pressure. There can be many reasons why people do things, so don't try to mind read them and make it about you all the time. Mind reading is not something you can do, so instead, you may just project your worst fears onto someone's actions and words, and so you drag yourself down for no good reason at all. Also, if possible, make it really simple and try asking them what they thought about or are thinking about. The second thought habit is overgeneralizing. Overgeneralizing is something we looked at during last week's exercises. Overgeneralizing is when you use words like never, always, everyone, and no one attached to your thoughts. You may, for example, think that nobody thinks you are funny or that everybody makes more money than you. You see life in white and black. Now, here's how you overcome it. Last week, one of the instructions to help you rewrite your weaknesses was to find exceptions to counter your perceived weaknesses. That, and to use language based in fact and reality rather than put-downs on yourself, work well to several of these self-esteem-sucking thought habits. In this case, a good solution is to first use a stop word or stop phrase, and then to find an exception. When you catch yourself using words like everybody or nobody, then say a stop word or phrase. Then go on to find an exception or or more exceptions to that overgeneralized thought. Also ask yourself, what is the evidence that I really have that makes me think this thought? You may find that your overgeneralizations stand on pretty shaky foundation based on very little or no evidence at all. And remind yourself that life is more often gray than black or white, even though such black and white worldview may feel safe and like something you are used to, it is not the most helpful way to relate to the world, to yourself and the people around you. Habit number 3. Putting a label on yourself and others. This is when you put a label on yourself that tells you that you are something all the time. You may use words or labels like stupid, a failure or a loser. How to overcome it? Like with the previous thought habit, find an exception. Think that warped thought through. Question it instead of accepting it blindly just because it is what your inner critic and perhaps people have told you for years or years ago. Then use a more accurate language instead of just slapping a simple label on yourself or someone else. By being accurate, you can raise your self-esteem and find the real, smaller and specific issue you may want to work on to improve. Habit number 4. All or nothing thinking. This is when you think that you are either perfect or that you suck. Since you cannot be perfect, since you can very rarely reach some kind of perfect standards in your work and your life, you must often make yourself out to be someone that sucks. So how do you overcome this? Again, say stop the inner critic, then think about your standards. Are they even human? Are they smart to have? Set the bar for what is good enough at the human level instead. A level where you feel motivated, but not have to achieve inhuman results to like yourself and to be satisfied. Because if you do that, then the rest of your life will probably be filled with a lot of pain. Because we all fail, we all have trouble reaching our goals sometimes, and that's okay and very human. So set standards that support you, standards that help you to achieve good or even great things. But also standards that at the same time help you to raise and maintain your self-esteem at a high level. Not some standards someone else have set for you that they want you to live by to achieve their goals or to get their acceptance. They may have done that out of the goodness of their heart or not, for example, to maximize profits. But if the old standards are not working for you, no matter who set them or why, then it is time to find a better standard for yourself. This is life. You are an adult and you decide now. So set the standards that help you to do both good work and to feel good. Habit number 5. Blaming yourself for everything. This is when you think that whatever happens, well, then it's your fault. You apologize for everything, even though someone else made a mistake. Here's how you overcome it. You use your stop word or phrase. Then you ask yourself, is this really something I have done or I have control over? Giving up control can be difficult, but trying to have control or responsibility over what you never really had any control over is just an illusion, and that brings you pain and drags your self-esteem down. So take responsibility for yourself and what you do, and let other people do the same. It may at first make you feel less important, but on the other hand, you create less misery for yourself too. And there are better ways to pull your sense of worth up than thinking that you are responsible for everything. Habit number 6. Life viewed through a negative filter. This is when you see your memories and the world through a negative filter. You find examples in the past and in the now of how you have no or little worth. How to overcome it? First, you say stop the inner critic. Then you find an exception from the past that you had success, that things were good, positive, and so on. You can also try asking yourself questions like, what is good about this memory or situation? What can I learn from this? What is the opportunity in this situation? Asking yourself questions like these as often as you can in negative situations can help you to change how you filter situation and help you to find a more useful perspective. And in the long run, it helps you to build a more optimistic and constructive attitude. Habit number 7. All the control or no control. This is when you think you control the whole universe or that everyone but you have control and are in charge. If you think you control the universe, for instance, you feel responsible for every guest at your party having a good time. If you think you have no control, then you feel like there is nothing you can do to improve your life. Trying feels pointless. So how do you overcome this problem? As always, say stop to the inner critic. Then be constructive. Don't drag yourself down with dwelling on an issue. Instead, ask yourself, what can I do to overcome or solve this situation? Who can I ask for help? Where can I find information that will help me to solve this problem? By being constructive, you don't get stuck in analysis paralysis. Instead, you start moving forward towards a solution. And that feels a whole lot better than being stuck. If you feel you have little or no control, then it can help to try to calm down a bit. One good way to do that is to focus on your breathing. Just breathe deeply with your belly. Focus on just your in-breaths and out-breaths for a few minutes. This calms the body and mind down and makes it easier to then think constructively. If you feel like you control the universe, then ask yourself, is this really something I have done or I have a control over? Habit number 8, emotional reasoning. Emotional reasoning is when you don't calmly think about the situation, but instead let your emotions direct your mind and interpret reality. If you, for example, feel down and negative, then those emotions control your perception of reality. And so life becomes a roller coaster, since our emotions often change, and so does your perspective on things, perhaps even several times a day. Here's how we overcome this problem. First, you say stop to the inner critic. Then, you take a few deep breaths to calm down. Or if needed, breathe with your whole belly for several minutes and focus on just your breathing to really calm yourself down. You ask yourself, am I letting my emotions run the show right now? Try to calm down and think things through instead of falling into the deep end because of emotional thinking. Think about what you really know. Think about the facts of the situation. Remind yourself that this is just how you feel now. And if you look to the past, then you have been in this situation before. You know that it is just a thought habit of yours. And even though it might feel bad, your current thoughts are just as unlikely to predict reality as they have been in the past when you have done emotional reasoning. Habit number 9, catastrophizing. This is when you build up a nightmare scenario of how everything go totally wrong in some situation and you imagine a big catastrophe in your mind. You may have a presentation tomorrow and then your mind starts to pull up a scenario where you have left your notes at home. You make a fool of yourself, you are embarrassed in front of the whole company and your boss yells at you for 20 minutes after the meeting. Scary stuff for sure. So how do you overcome this habit? Pretty much in the same way that you can overcome emotional reasoning. First, you say stop to the inner critic. You take a few deep breaths to calm down. Then think back to your past. How many times in the past have these catastrophe scenarios that your mind throws at you actually become reality? Probably never, or very few times, I would imagine. That has certainly been the case for me. So say stop, calm yourself down, and look to the past to calm that nervous mind, and remind yourself of the actual facts from the past. Habit number 10, shoulds. Shoulds can be a pretty big part of what brings down your self-esteem, so we'll leave that one for this week and make it the single focus of next week's session. Habit number 11, comparing yourself to others. Comparing yourself to others is a very common problem and one that can bring down your self-esteem every day. It's a destructive habit and one that I want to pay extra attention to, so we will devote the whole of week 10 of this course to this thought habit. But for now, listen to the final section in this week's guide. The unconditional worth is still there inside of you. Whenever you run into one of these thought habits, use the solutions described in this audio guide. Another thing that has worked well for me overall for some of the thought habits that have come up for me is to first say my stop phrase. Then I remind myself of my core worth, the inner and unchanging worth that I talked about in last week's guide. If I have done something negative, such as not preparing enough for a meeting, and I perform badly there, I acknowledge that, and I write down a reminder of what to think about for the next such situation. But I don't beat myself up. I acknowledge the reality of the situation, and I tell myself that I am still a good person, or that, nevertheless, I have a core of unconditional worth, no matter what happened today, or, nevertheless, I still have many wonderful qualities and my own unique worth. That usually works to shift my mood and mind in a more positive direction, and by repeating thoughts like these to myself, I strengthen my awareness of my own core worth. The last part is important because even if you still somewhere know that you have that worth, you have to remind yourself of it over and over to bring it more quickly to the forefront of your mind, on both good and on bad days. Keeping that core worth in your mind is a habit like so many other important things in life. Now, here are the action steps for this week. Day 1. Listen through this guide and use the worksheet to find clarity in what your 2 most common thought habits of these 11 are, and how you will handle them when they pop up in your life this week. Then, the rest of the week, work on handling those 2 common thought distortion habits as they pop up in your everyday life. And that's it for this week.